In the 1950s, saxophonist and composer G.G. Grice wrote the jazz standard Social Call and Nika's Tempo and worked with great trumpet players, including Clifford Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Farmer, and Donald Byrd. Grice arranged music for big and small bands, recorded with his friend Thelonious Monk, and led and made LPs with his own groups. Then Grice walked away from jazz and never came back. But a new CD of unreleased G.G. Grice is out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead digs in.
G.G. Grice's sextet in the busy middle section of Dancin' the G.G., 1961. It's from a new grab bag of rare Grice called Doin' the G.G. on the Uptown label. Nowadays, G.G. Grice is not so well remembered as he might be, given his crafty composing and tart playing. He's one of a few alto saxophonists who came up with their own styles after absorbing Charlie Parker's fleet swing, unvarnished tone, and love of quoting other tunes while improvising. Grice had plenty of ideas as a player as well as writer, and he'd pack a lot of them into a short solo. The live and studio sessions on the CD Doin' the G.G. span 1957 and 61 and showcase G.G. Grice as a swinging saxophonist, writer of quirky melodies good for launching improvisations, and promoter of catchy tunes that he published, written by his colleagues. There's also Grice the arranger for punchy small groups. For one 1960 session, he wrote a few cleverly modernized takes on swing-era standards, but not so clever they slowed the players down. Grice worked with some great trumpeters, and his foil on most of these dates is Spitfire Richard Williams. He threatens to play rings around everyone on Take the A-Train, but Grice's arrangement sets him up. Trumpeter Richard Williams and pianist Richard Wyans, mainstays of G.G. Grice's bands around 1960. The new Grice sampler honors a musician who vanished from the scene, and also a vanished era when live jazz turned up on commercial radio and TV. There's a 1961 radio broadcast from Birdland, hosted by disc jockey Symphony Sid like it's still the 40s. The band gets to stretch out there, but on a 1957 segment, on an early version of The Tonight Show, Grice's quintet squeezes five pieces into 11 minutes. One breakneck blues clocks in under a minute 20 and still has room for solos by Grice, Cecil Payne on baritone, pianist Duke Jordan, and drummer Art Taylor. Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of sound that musicians have good reason to believe will outlast rock and roll or any other kind of fad music that comes and goes. Maybe everybody thinks that's the teenagers. I don't know.
That's right, you Downs. You didn't know. Jazzers would be moaning soon enough about the British invasion killing the business, but G.G. Grice dropped out before the Beatles landed. The music publishing business he ran to help musicians take control of their lives wreaked havoc on his, partly owing to friends' high expectations and the ill will it earned him in the record business. Grice gave it all up, began using his Muslim name Bashir Kasim, and started a second career teaching music in New York schools. PS 53 in the Bronx is named for him. Like other artists who deserved better, G.G. Grice hasn't really been forgotten, thanks to bands that play his music, biographers, discographers, collectors, and plucky independent labels. Say this for jazz nostalgia. The community has a long memory for the good stuff.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. His recent book is Why Jazz? He reviewed Doin' the Gigi on the Uptown label.